5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, joining us now on the line to continue our coverage of the events in Nice, France last night, where 84 people were run over and killed by a man driving a box truck, what they call a lorry over there. Two Americans are among those that are dead, we have learned this morning from our State Department. Joining us on the line, Ambassador James Woolsey, former Director of Central Intelligence. Good morning to you, Ambassador.
Well, we're going to see a lot more of these, including in the United States, because we did not treat 9/11 as if it were Pearl Harbor and the beginning of a major war against us. We have shrugged that off now for years. And we're not mobilizing for war. We're not preparing for war. We're not identifying the enemy. The president refuses to identify them accurately. We are going to lose, and lose by just continual terrorism, even if we prevail briefly in Syria and Iraq.
You know, I agree with you 1,000%, but let me ask you the follow-up to that, and that is, how do you prepare for an attack like the one in Nice, France, where, he did have weapons, but the major weapon that he used was a truck?
You don't just sit there and wait for them to shoot at you. You go after them. You kill them. It's war. You find wherever ISIS and Islamist groups of its stripe are operating, you go there with armed force and kill them. It's called war.
Ambassador Woolsey, you mentioned that we didn't take 9/11 like Pearl Harbor. It seemed like in the several years right after 9/11, we did take it like Pearl Harbor. We ramped up our war machine. We went after our jihadist enemies where they lived. One can argue about the effectiveness of the occupation in Iraq, but there was certainly an effective war effort to go after people who were supporting terrorism. Is that part of what we've lost sight of, that there are nation states right now, there are criminal business organizations that can basically do business with ISIS? They're making billions on oil, and there are no repercussions.
Right. There was a lot of activity after 9/11, but there wasn't a purposeful organization to win a war the way Franklin Roosevelt and Churchill did after Pearl Harbor, when we went in to be Britain's ally in World War II.
Isn't it a little challenging when you're not dealing with an actual nation state? I mean, we knew who we were at war against in World War II. We declared war on Germany, Italy, and Japan. Who do you declare war on right now?
Well, we haven't had a declaration of war on any of the things we fought since the morning of December 8, 1941. One day after Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt declared war on Japan. We haven't done that. We've passed statutory authorizations for a limited use of force for a limited period of time, et cetera. But we haven't gotten people organized to go after, let's say now, ISIS is front and center. Where it lives, where its homes are, where it has operational efforts going. We have tried to pretend that this is like a crime. The president keeps talking about bringing these terrorists to justice as if they were bank robbers.
Yeah.
They are not bank robbers. They are Nazis. They are theocratic, totalitarian, genocidal, imperialist, Islamic versions of Nazism.
I just got to ask you, we're about to see in the next coming weeks two very high-profile national events, one in Cleveland and one in Philadelphia, as we do our party conventions. Do you have any concerns and any thoughts about security surrounding those events?
Oh, of course. that's going to be a huge job to manage security on both of those, because there will be attempts. The only question is whether they are sophisticated attempts to spread terrorism, or whether they are clumsy and we're able to stop them right as they start or even beforehand. But we will not succeed as long as we regard this as a hockey game where we have a goalie and he has to stop every shot from the other side. You lose if you do that. You have to go after them where they are.
Well, let's talk about that then, Ambassador Woolsey, because Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee for the Republicans, has talked quite a bit about amping up some major bombing campaigns in ISIS strongholds in Syria and in Iraq. Hillary Clinton has said we're going to go after those strongholds, but she has sort of amped back from the idea of bombing because, like the Obama administration, she's concerned about killing innocent civilians. There really is no other way to take them, knock them off the pedestal that they're standing on right now, striding over their caliphate that they've established, without killing some innocent civilians, right?
We have to do the best we can to avoid civilian casualties, but when you're in a war to the death, which we are, sometimes you have to do what we did to Dresden in World War II, which was carpet bombing. We don't want to do that. We shouldn't try to do that. If we do any carpet bombing, it ought to be of places like ISIS headquarters. But you don't want to just assume that regular fighting is going to work. For example, when we started the fighting at the first Gulf War, we were flying thousands of sorties a day against the Iraqis. Mm-hmm. When Bill Clinton moved against the Serbs and Milosevic because he was massacring the Kosovars in 99, we had sorties of hundreds a day.
Right, and we're not doing that.
What they've been doing in Syria and Iraq is tiny compared to what we even did against the Serbs, much less a real full wartime mobilization.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you so much for joining us here on a very tragic and sad morning.
And we'd love to have you back again because you have some institutional knowledge there from your days with Bill Clinton when he was president, and we would love to pick your brain about how the Clinton family operates. Thanks for joining us today.